I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Len Lenihan, the former Erie County Democratic chairman, is with us on the phone. You know, I want to get a little bit of political analysis from you regarding everything that's been going on with Congressman Chris Collins. He hasn't been out in the media eye. His campaign has been sending out a lot of press releases, but not really saying much from the congressman himself. What do you make of that? How are we supposed to read into this?
Well, first, I've got to say, as a former chairman and it's now basically an observer, commentator, it's the oddest campaign I have ever seen in all my years in Western New York. And I'll tell you why. It's not just because, he's under indictment or that he's even out on bail, I mean, which is also kind of an odd situation for a candidate. The thing that's really strikes me is that, one, he tried to get out of the race. He announced he didn't think he could run because he needed the time to defend himself, and that's understandable. I mean, he's facing some serious charges. Then when he got back in the race, he said, because of legal questions. In other words, protections his lawyers felt were needed by him staying in the race as opposed to not running. And then the whole situation about the debates, that he just simply did not respond to the traditional call for a debate during the campaign, or sometimes even two or three. And again, it was cited that he couldn't debate because he had to be careful what he said in a debate that could affect his legal case. So I have to tell you, we've got a guy who's reluctantly in the race, is back in it for, I think, the wrong reasons, and he's not even able to participate in a debate in public with his opponent. And, it's just odd. I mean, there's a lot of things that happen in politics, and I've certainly seen a lot over my, 40 years in this business. But this pretty much takes the cake.
You know, given that he's going through all of this stuff right now, I guess put yourself in his campaign people's shoes. You know, is this the best way that he can go about campaigning for the seat while under indictment?
Well, I would think not. I would think that the best way to go about it is to, say that you think you're innocent, and since you think you're innocent, you think you're deserving based on your record of re-election. But that is not what he's saying. What he's saying is he's got to be careful what he says in public because it might affect his case. So, first, it is very difficult for somebody to run a campaign to not be out mixing with the public. I mean, granted, some of these districts, and in Collins District is a very heavily Republican district. And he may not think he has to go out and mix it up with the public. But in the final analysis, I think the public views that, no matter what party you're in, Republican or Democrat, or a minor party, that's an odd situation where the candidate, particularly an incumbent, is not free to come around to a local community event, a fire hall, a senior citizen center, to ask for the support of the public because you need to be guarded by what you say. And I think that alone gives Nate McMurray, his opponent, just a huge opportunity, even given the fact that Nate's an underdog based on the numbers of Republicans versus Democrats in that district.
You touched on it a bit before about the debate Nate push. Do you think it's actually going to happen? Are we going to see a debate between Chris Collins and Nate McMurray?
Well, the first one went by without Collins showing up. So, he did not agree to debate, so the debate was canceled. And that, again, is a very odd situation. We still have a month. We still have 29 days, 4 weeks from tomorrow. Perhaps something will be done. I just think the community at large benefits when they see two candidates for public office, regardless of all the circumstances out there talking about their views and asking the public for their support. I mean, you know, you always have to ask for the support of the public. You should never take it for granted. In this case, you know, because of the odd nature of the Counts candidacy, the public is not even being asked for the support. And again, it's probably the oddest situation I've seen in, you know, all my years in public life.
We have seen Congressman Collins go to some events, but it's typically not publicized. It is, you know, going to a local Republican, kind of like a safe area for the congressman where he won't be confronted. Do you think that's something that can play well with his base? And do you think that, you know, do you think he's going to lose a substantial amount of voters given the indictment? Or do you think because he's doing these sort of events that he'll be safe?
Well, I don't think what he's doing now, showing up at, you know, safe Republican fundraisers where only the, you know, the brethren of your party are there is going to be enough. I think in the end, and again, this district is tough and Nate needs a lot of investment in order to make this more competitive. But, you know, I just think in the end, Collins is really unable to do what a candidate needs to do. And I think the biggest thing he's got going against him is the fact that not just that he's indicted, but he's indicted for insider trading. And insider trading, I think the public assumes, you know, the public looks down on the body politic. Right now, there's not a lot of confidence in it. But if there's one thing they are suspicious of is public officials trying to, you know, get rich at, you know, using their public duties as a vehicle to do that. And so insider trading is a particularly onerous charge to have against you because it really plays into the worst feelings that people have about politicians who sometimes do get greedy. I think 95% of our public officials, if not more, are good, honest people. But the public has, you know, they're suspicious. And when they see insider trading, you know, using your public officers to enhance your own personal financial well-being, that is a problem. And that's something that, again, I think it transcends political affiliation. I think if you're Republican, Democrat, Independent, whatever you are, you don't like that. And again, to be fair, he's not been convicted as of yet. But the federal government rarely brings charges on insider trading that don't turn out to be successfully charged. So, again, this is a situation where you get the incumbent Republican has a huge advantage number-wise, but has so many vulnerabilities, the likes of which I've never seen, where he can't even go around in public and ask for support, doesn't want to debate, and he's lucky he's able to campaign because he's on bail. So we'll have to see.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.